So, Richard, how big a 3 points is that then?
It's massive, isn't it? When you look today at the results of the others as well. So it's turned out massive 3 points. It's a really, really tough place to come to. And it is tough. We just set about our task and it's quite a professional performance in the end.
The game plan worked, particularly in the second half. What was your message at half-time?
The lads felt a little bit aggrieved that their goal should have been a foul on Dean. And you know, I'm moaning about referees now, even though we won, and it was a foul on Dean. And the lads felt a bit aggrieved. We needed to get in at half-time, all square, because after their goal, we went a little bit ragged, our shape went. But we got in second half. I just felt their midfield was just a little bit just cheating off the back of our midfield. I don't mean that cheating is in rude. It's just a football terminology, you know. And we got caught on the break a couple of times first half. So we just nipped that in the bud. And second half, again, we've scored two goals at a good time. I don't know what the time difference between them, but I don't think it was particularly too long, was it? And that's put pressure on Gateshead merely by the goals we've scored rather than pressing them back or pushing them back. We put pressure on them with the two goals. We could have had another one straight after. We've hit the bar and then the goalkeeper's made a good save of Beano. Oh, he's made a few good saves today, their keeper. But it was a good performance, professional performance, tidy performance. And you have to be pleased with that, because if you don't come here with that discipline in your performance, you ain't going to win.
And you say how difficult it is to travel to a place like this and win, but also to score three goals as well. I mean, how much pride do you take from that?
Yeah, but we will score goals because the players we've got, you know, we do create chances. So, you know, we don't want to get blasé about that, but we do tend to, you know, get good opportunities to score goals. It's just then taking them opportunities. And that brings me back again to what I've said to you before after my interviews, is that when we've gone to place and haven't scored, I've said to you that we weren't good enough in the opposition's box. And times like today backs up just what I say there, you know. But my lads were great today and they didn't sulk and they just carried on plugging away, and we had two good chances there. Where, you know, Macca's got the bit, and then Beano scored two good goals today. Beano scored, and I'm pleased with him. I know I don't sound it because I've got to go and sit on a bus for 7 hours now, but I'm pleased with the players and I'm pleased with the performance, because this week, the last couple of weeks, I've felt the players have started to play how they want to play and not how I want them to play within the team. Yet today they played how I wanted them to play. Now, I'm not saying just because they played how I wanted them to play we won the game, but we did look a lot more compact, we did look a lot tidier than we have done over the last couple of weeks.